Welcome to the Mindful Moments for Families and Schools podcast. This is Kelly Winkler, your host. If you are a parent or a teacher who would like to have a more peaceful, calm, and centered environment, then you are in the right place. In this podcast, we will learn to weave yoga and mindfulness into your daily routines to help both you and your children be able to regulate your emotions, feel connected, and be resilient. I'm excited to share these incredible tools with you, so let's get started. Welcome back to Mindful Moments for Families and Schools. This is Kelly. It's been a while since I've done a solo Mindful Monday episode. I took a few weeks off to spend some time with my kids as we transitioned into summer and our schedules were adjusting. And then last week, we had a wonderful episode of our first author read aloud with Susan Rose. If you haven't listened to that yet, please go back and check it out. And you can also check out the video on my IGTV on Instagram to see her wonderful new book that just came out. And she read that aloud on our episode last week. So you could all hear the great book that she created. So check that out if you haven't. Today I wanted to dive into a topic about decision making. So lately I have been feeling like there are so many decisions that have to be made. I felt that way a lot during COVID. I felt that we were having to make so many more decisions that used to seem like not a big deal and all of a sudden became a very big deal. And we were having to make lots of different choices and really sort of think and overthink things that we were, you know, used to make lightly with our decisions that we were making about going to birthday parties and activities and going out of the house and things that we were feeling comfortable with and not feeling comfortable with. There was a lot of decisions to be made. And then on top of that, there's just a lot going on for me at home within my family and my home. So just, yeah, lots of decisions being made at this time for me. And lately, I just, in these past couple weeks, have been feeling overwhelmed and almost like I have decision fatigue. I feel exhausted about making decisions, and I just have been finding myself feeling really overwhelmed. And usually when I get overwhelmed in other capacities in my life, I turn to my yoga and mindfulness practice. And so that kind of had me thinking, as I just realized that I was feeling this overwhelm over making decisions, on how I could utilize my mindfulness practice to support me through that feeling of overwhelm, that feeling of decision-making fatigue. So as I got to thinking about it, then I realized, you know, sometimes children have trouble making decisions as well and might feel overwhelmed about making choices. Maybe they have a fear that they may make the wrong choice or they just can't make a decision. So I kind of really started, you know, thinking about this in a way that I wanted to sort of see if we could figure out a way to think about decision making and mindfulness sort of as a team. So first, let's just dive in and think about, you know, how these two might be linked. So decision making at first glance seems like it's like a straightforward skill of gathering evidence and sort of making the best choice based on that evidence. Little decisions and big decisions all involve trying to make an educated choice. All day long, we're making small decisions that won't necessarily make or break us. And then we have those times where we have decisions that have a bigger impact. Oftentimes, when I run into those decisions where it's a sort of a bigger decision and it's sort of feels more important, I can find myself stuck in a pattern of overthinking. I kind of get into a loop about having to make this decision and what should I do and what is the best choice and sort of, you know, I don't want to make the wrong decision and I can kind of get myself into this overthinking pattern. I'm notoriously an overthinker. So that can get overwhelming when you feel like you have lots of big decisions to make and you're constantly overthinking everything. Now, others might find that they make those big decisions too quickly and they react and just make a quick choice and then maybe they didn't think through the consequences or options. And really, neither one of those tendencies are great. We need to sort of find a middle road of not overthinking, but not making impulsive decisions as well. So as I take a deeper look into the process of finding the decisions and being able to make good decisions, I was thinking that that really begins with curiosity. When we become curious, we can begin to look at a decision and then kind of use questioning and experimenting and maybe some visualization, sort of identifying patterns and feelings, kind of use an imaginative thought and then logical reasoning all together wrapped up in one. So looking at decision making through that lens of curiosity, it kind of allowed me to remove some of the pressure a bit. I began to look at some of the decisions that I had to make in a different light, and I kind of became a little bit more intrigued about what I could discover by being curious about either the problem that I was facing or just the different options that I was facing. So linking this back to mindfulness, I actually did an entire episode a little while back on how curiosity kind of is the basis of mindfulness. That was episode number 48. So if you haven't listened to that, you can go back and listen to that. But when we get curious, we naturally become more mindful because we have to explore what's going on around us and within us, what we're feeling with these different explorations. So that's kind of the first link. And then the next step is observation. This takes us right to the heart of mindfulness. We need to notice details and tune in to our senses to see what we can discover about the situation and the choices that we have. That can bring us from minor things like, you know, the texture of a piece of clothing that we might be consider purchasing to the facial expressions of individuals in our presence that might be related to a choice that we're going to make. So just taking in and noticing and observing our environment, observing the people around us, observing our own feelings, our own physical body. So in the moment when we're facing lots of decisions, or maybe even just one major decision that might be sending us into that overthinking loop, you can take a few deep breaths and get curious and then observe. So I've been trying to practice this myself and reminding myself that it's all about staying mindful and tuning in to my senses, noticing my physical body, and sort of exploring. This seems to help me not feel so overwhelmed, right? I know that when I tune into my senses in other times when I'm feeling anxious or feeling stressed, that it helps me to sort of manage that feeling of anxiety. So as we're coming to make decisions that might be making us feel overwhelmed or anxious, using that tool to be mindful and tune into our senses is great to help us regulate our nervous system, but it's also great because it helps us as part of the decision-making process. So it can be a really, really good tool. And then thinking back to the children in our life, as I said, a lot of kids have struggles making decisions, right? Even making decisions about what color ice pop they want. Sometimes they just can't decide, or they just feel that they don't want to make the wrong choice. So we can really help our children to get through these times of making decisions by teaching them to pair that mindfulness technique with decision making. So in my yoga classes, I use fun games to help
to kind of drive home this idea. One of my favorite games to play with the kids in my yoga class is Yoga Would You Rather. Now, I'm sure you've all heard of kids playing the regular version of Would You Rather, where they offer choices and then you have to choose your preference. So they come up with some pretty outrageous options. Like, for example, they might say, would you rather eat ice cream with ketchup on it or a hamburger with chocolate syrup on it? And then you have to pick sort of like the lesser of the two evils, which one you'd prefer. So they come up with some pretty silly and outrageous things. But in Yoga Would You Rather, I offer up two options and then I show a yoga pose that goes with each option. So just this week in our camping theme class, I asked the kids, would you rather sleep in a tent? And I did downward dog. Or sleep in a tree house? And I did tree pose. Now, before I had them answer, I asked them to imagine each option and to think about how they would feel sleeping in that place. So how would they feel if they were sleeping on the ground in a tent? Or how would they feel if they were sleeping high up off the ground in a tree house? Then I let them think about it until I think they've had enough time to sort of imagine all the options, and I guide them through being curious and use their imagination and kind of think about how they would feel in those two situations. And then I shout out, okay, which would you rather? And then they have to answer by getting into the yoga pose that matches the choice that they choose. So in this case, either downward dog for the tent or tree pose for the treehouse. So this game is really fun and it gets the kids thinking about which thing that they would choose. And it's such a non-threatening way to get kids to practice using curiosity and observation to make decisions. So that's one really fun way that you can practice this skill with your kids. Another way is to just give them choices in a mindful way. You know, be sure to encourage the whole process. So don't rush their decision. Give them time to be curious and observe. So one example of this is I offer props during class. This might be a small scarf that they might want to use to either cover their eyes or their body during what we call the peaceful garden or Shavasana. I might also offer them different variations of poses and ask them which one feels better for their body. I might also suggest that they choose to either keep their eyes open or closed for meditation and sort of allow them to explore about how that might feel before we begin the meditation. I'll just give them a minute or two and say, you can keep your eyes open or you can close your eyes. Then we'll take a few deep breaths and kind of let them think about what they want to do and then let them choose. So wherever you can offer a choice, I would do that. And then always follow up with a way to make them get curious about their choices and observe before they decide which one that they want. Now at home with my kids, I also love to play Yoga Would You Rather, and the kids love it. But I also, of course, offer lots of opportunities for choices and lots of opportunities for them to get curious around those choices. So for example, choosing a meal at a restaurant, you might draw their attention to different tastes like, okay, do you want the chicken that is the spicy chicken that's going to taste more spicy on your tongue? Or do you want the chicken, the grilled chicken that's a little bit more plain? And draw their attention to the differences and then ask them to think about it for a minute. Or do you want the crunchy French fries? Or would you like the soft mashed potatoes? Kind of drawing their attention to the differences between the two things and how that could apply to their senses, and let them think about that for a minute. You might also offer different choices at bedtime. So you can offer, do you want me to play some quiet music? Or would you prefer it be silent to go to sleep? Or would you like a nightlight on? Or would you prefer darkness? So giving them just choices and letting them sort of imagine it or try it out and experiment with that. Turn the light off for a few minutes and see how that feels for them. And then if they want the light on, they can turn it back on and see how that feels. Just let them explore and make those choices. And also, like, for those weather days that are sort of like the in-between weather days, it's not really too cold and it's not too warm, I like to offer my kids the option. Do you want to wear your sweatshirt or your coat to school, or do you want to carry it in your backpack in case you need it later? Now, this might involve them actually stepping outside, feeling what the temperature feels like, how it feels for them, and, you know, bring their attention to it. Feels different for everybody. You know, one of my kids may choose to stick their sweatshirt in their backpack while another one might choose to put it on. But let them sort of explore that and, you know, go through that process of getting curious and observing what their body feels like out in the cold or outside in the temperature that it is out that day. You can even offer choices when your kids are having a difficult moment. Ask them, do you want a hug or do you want me to give you some space? All of those options, you know, give them an opportunity to think, get curious, observe how they're feeling, use their imagination to think about how their body might react to those certain circumstances, and just practice that skill of decision making and pairing it with being mindful. Because if we can be mindful and observe and pay attention to all of the cues and just be aware and just notice, we can all feel a little less overwhelmed and then encourage also some good decision making. So get out there and get curious and observe in all those decisions that you have to make, and encourage your kids to do the same. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'll be back on Thursday with our next interview. Thank you for joining me on my mission to spread peace and joy by introducing children and families to the power of yoga and mindfulness. I could not achieve this goal without all of you listening and trying these tips with the kids in your life. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, please subscribe and leave me a review. If you would also suggest this podcast to parents and teachers, I would be so grateful. If you would like to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at Mindful Moments for Families and on Facebook at Kidding Around Yoga with Kelly. For more information on my offered programs, such as yoga classes for children and adults, workshops and professional development, and corporate chair yoga, visit my website at kiddingaroundyoga.com/Kelly. I'll see you all here on our next episode, but in the meantime, remember, take a deep breath.